Coastone Podcast.
Coach Stone Podcast number 32. I want to thank everyone for listening to Coach Stone Podcast. I apologize that I didn't have one last month. It was because our Rockford Boilermakers Titans went super far in the playoffs, made it to the Final Four. So I apologize. I will try to get two done in December to make up for that, for having a once a month podcast. I want to thank JC Hawks Radio, JC Hawks Sports Network. BJ, thanks so much for letting me do this. If you ever miss an episode of any of my podcasts, you can listen to them on iTunes and Stitcher. Look under JC Hawks Radio. Also, remember, go to my website for more information about podcasts, blogs, books, football tips, and free PE games. Go to CoachStoneFootball.com. Also, I recommend when you go to my website, go to the bottom of my website for promo codes of all the products that I think would help you as a coach or a player. Some you will hear during the commercial break on this podcast. Remember, if you haven't seen my books, Back to the Basics Football Drill Manuals, I highly recommend them. They are Amazon.com, hardcover, and Kindle. There are 5 tackle books and 1 flat book, over 1,600 pages of football drills and content. Without further ado, I have a great guest for Coach Stone Podcast number 32, Chip Baker. He is the founder of the Success Chronicles. Chip, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for coming on the podcast. I greatly appreciate it. Before we start, I'm going to go over the run of the show for the people that are listening. There's a game plan, and how it works is pregame, we're going to talk about yourself, Chip, and then we're going to go commercial break, and then after that, we'll have a kickoff question, first drive question. We'll go in at halftime, have some water, let the marching band on the field. We'll do a kick return question, a second drive question, and then we'll have a 2-minute warning with the words of wisdom from you. And then if we have any more time, we'll either do overtime or end of the game, and then that will be the podcast. Are you ready to roll?
Yes, sir. You know, before the game starts, you know, the coaches normally get to meet, you know, and shake hands. And so first I want to say, when we shake hands, I want to say, Coach, thanks for the opportunity to be here with you on your podcast. I think what you do is awesome. I've been following you for a while, and I just feel fortunate and blessed to be a part of what you have going on.
Well, hey, I totally appreciate it. And when I saw you in Houston, I was super shocked seeing you. And I know we were going to talk, but I know you had to run away. And
it's
just tough because, like, you're doing such good things, what you're doing. You're talking to Jen and everybody. And then, like, you're like, hey, can I get a minute with you? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be right back. And then I just got caught with the time, so I apologize that I couldn't stay longer and talk to you.
Oh, no worries. I understand. Business is business.
All right, here we go. Mr. Baker, here we go. Chip, pregame, tell us about yourself. The floor is yours.
Well, myself, I'm just an ordinary guy working real hard to achieve some extraordinary things. You know, I'm a fourth-generation educator, and I've been blessed and fortunate to be raised by some amazing people growing up. And then in my career, I was blessed to also be around some awesome folks that, you know, just helped me and showed me the way. And so this is my 21st year in education, and so I truly love it. I love what I do. But then, you know, on the side, I have a YouTube channel, podcast, radio show, which is Chip Baker, The Success Chronicles, and I started that about 3 years ago. And I started it to show appreciation and give back to those amazing people that I've been blessed and fortunate to be around, and now it's grown at a crazy rate, and here we are.
That's awesome. And then with education, you said, are you a teacher, or what are you for 21 years?
Yes, so a teacher and coach. I've taught special ed is my field, so I've done pretty much everything under the special ed umbrella. I've coached football, powerlifting, and track. I was an O-line guy, coached O-line, coached outside backers, coached some of everything, and so it's been a fun journey.
Awesome. And what are your, if you want to, let's get the, what is your Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook stuff? Let's give that to everybody so they have it.
Yeah, so my Twitter is ChipBaker19. Instagram is, and Facebook is ChipBakerTSC, as in the Success Chronicles. So, you know, if you can, I'm on all social medias, either ChipBakerTSC or ChipBaker, the Success Chronicles.
And let's give the viewing audience that haven't heard of you yet, and they will, give them your YouTube channel so they can subscribe to it.
Yeah, the YouTube channel is, you know, again, just Chip Baker, the Success Chronicles. And, you know, the normal thing, like people say, you know, I'd love for you to go on and, you know, like and follow and subscribe and, you know, all of those things. But the bigger deal is, you know, I learned a long time ago that it ain't about me, you know, and so, if there's something that you guys see on there that you like and you know, you think it'll help someone, you think of somebody, please send it to them, share it with them so that we can help make our world be a better place.
You know, and the one thing that the audience doesn't understand is I met you through, like, you know, we met before a long time ago, and then we actually ran into each other in Houston. We didn't even know we were going to probably meet, I don't think, because I didn't know. And the one thing I love about you is you're very genuine. And the one thing the viewers have to understand is if you get a chance, follow, listen to this stuff. It's great. It's great. He speaks from the heart.
Thank you.
Like I said, very genuine. And the one thing we'll talk about later on in the questions is you wrote two books. And we don't have to talk about it right now, but that's what I'm talking about. Like you said, you're so genuine, you don't need to pump up your chest, if that makes sense. Because, you know, in coaching, a lot of coaches pump up their chest. And I'll be the first one to admit, when I was younger, I always thought a title meant something. And now I'm at the age where, you know, having five kids and having a wonderful wife and, you know, through my wife and through my friends like yourself, it doesn't matter. A title doesn't matter. It's what you do during that season. You know, no matter if you win or lose, the wins come not on the scoreboard, but they come with, you know, seeing kids succeed where they probably wouldn't if you weren't there. And I think that is something where I've learned down the past from Coach Hines, Coach Upton, you know, Cody Alexander, all those coaches, you know, seeing those guys and yourself, I think you guys are the future of football and yourself with your books and things like, and we'll talk about that in a second, but I just want to say thank you so much for everything you do. And if you get a chance, audience, please follow them on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or the YouTube channel.
Thank you so much for the kind words, Coach. You know, it's nothing better than seeing the kids and people that you're around make progress. And then more than that, just appreciate what you put into it, you know? And so,
correct.
You know, we do what we do not to, you know, reap the benefits or anything like that. We do it because it's the right thing to do and because we love it and we do it from the heart. But man, and down the road in so many ways, the big man looks out for you and pays you back, you know?
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. I know one thing for sure, and I tell this to my wife all the time. She's definitely going to heaven. She is definitely going to heaven. So here we go. Chip, let's do this. Let's go on a commercial break. We'll be right back with your kickoff question, and then we'll go into more detail with the Success Chronicles, okay?
Go get it.
Perfect. Coach Stone podcast number 32 will be with Chip Baker, Success Chronicles. We'll be right back after this commercial break. The safety of your players is more important than ever. As the game changes to protect the players, TechoTube USA is a leading way with the original innovative product design, not only to practice safer, but promote and teach the best tackling technique. Invented in 2009 by professional rugby player and coach Glenn Remnant, TechoTube allows the players to simulate real game situations, track and tackle a moving target, promote great body position, and improve technique and timing. Coaches in the U.S. and all over the globe are using TackleTube to promote a safer and more effective way to tackle. Unlike other bags that have a limited use, there are many ways to use a TackleTube in your practice, both in season and out of the season. Drills for every position. TackleTube never needs to leave the practice field. Check us out at TackleTubeUSA.com or on our YouTube channel and all social media. Look for TackleTube USA. Back from commercial break, Coach Stone podcast number 32. I'm with Chip Baker from the Success Chronicles. Coach, here we go. Kickoff question. What is exactly the Success Chronicles? Go.
So the Success Chronicles is a YouTube channel, podcast, and radio show now where I interview people from all walks of life and just share their stories for inspiration and motivation. And, you know, when I started the Success Chronicles, you know, my goal was to really just, you know, give back and show appreciation to those people that I've been blessed and fortunate to be around. But lo and behold, and there's a lot of things that have come out of that for me. You know, I've become an author, a two-time best-selling author. I've become, you know, the radio show. I got a radio show. I've met some amazing people. And then bigger than that, I've learned so much, you know, from being able to talk life and success with all of these amazing people. And, you know, just like I said, you know, it's not about me. I think that the cool thing is that, you know, it's allowing me to help me be the best version of myself so that I can help others. And it's truly been neat for me. And I consider it an honor and a privilege, you know.
Yes. And then do me a favor, how many episodes do you think you're at right now?
Well, I've put out 150. Well, let me take that back. I've put out 160 because season one was 150 episodes. And then season two, I just started that recently. So I'm about to drop episode number 10 of season two. So currently
awesome.
I've put out 160. And then I have lots more in the vault to still put out. So it's been cool.
That's awesome. And you think about it, if you're like a TV show on NBC, 150 episodes, that's really darn good. I mean, you're up at Doctor Who status almost. You know, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
go ahead. What'd you say?
The fact that someone will even talk to me and share that story, man, just one time, man, that's a feat right there.
So out of all your episodes from your 150 from season one and your season two and your vault, how many, I shouldn't say how many, who do you think is your most popular person? Like, who did you have, an actor? Did you have an athlete? Top one. If you had one person, like you thought someone was like, oh, I got to listen to that episode, what would that one be?
Can I do three?
Heck yeah, do three. That's fine. Give me them all.
Okay. All right. So I think number one would probably be Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis, nice.
Track legend Carl Lewis. Got an opportunity to interview him. It was really cool. You know, it was a perfect scenario of, you know, get outside your comfort zone. You know, if you don't ask, you don't receive. So happened to be the same place at the same time. And I just asked him, and he was like, yeah, sure, let's do it now. You know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then another one would be John Gordon, amazing author. You know, I read all of his books and, you know, really follow him, and opportunity to interview him was just, man, like truly amazing. And then I would probably say the next one would probably be Mike Evans, wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Really?
Yeah. But, as I say those, I mean, it's so many of them that to me are, like, just awesome, you know. So, I mean, if I had to narrow it down, like you said, one, I stretched it for three, but really, you know, it could be 160, you know.
Cause
all of them are awesome for me and being really neat to me.
Okay, so let me ask you this question, because, like, meeting you, for example, or meeting someone like, you know, Shakir Soto, or, you know, I'm going to use Coach Hines again, or, you know, Cody Alexander, he's awesome too, and Ricky Upton, you know, Gene Crosby, all these guys I've met through this thing. Who was one that you interviewed that you were just like, you know, you really took something from it, or it was like one of those ones where you're like, ooh, I got to, like, interview that person again. You know, if you had one, who just – who pops to the top of your list? Like, you know, oh, he gave me a great quote that I always use or something. You know what I mean?
Well, that person would be, you know, as you're saying that, I'm thinking of lots of people, but narrowing it down to one would be David Chen. And David Chen is like a big time businessman. He's from El Paso, Texas. Cool story. You know, in short, I won't give you everything, but
no, it's okay.
His parents or immigrants, they came over, and you know, they started from nothing. Had a, you know, mom and pop restaurant that was close to a corporation, and so some of the big wigs would come into their mom and pop place and eat, and he would translate for them and the parents. And so as he got older, they got him a job at their place. He ended up being like one of the big wigs in their place for Deloitte, you know. You know, I mean, like as mid 20s, you know, like fresh out of school, like doing big time things. And so now, man, he's in partnerships with Gary Vee and I don't know, man, meeting Michelle Obama and, you know, the president. I mean, just like big time business guy. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, he said. And he's a really good-hearted guy, you know. So, and he had this quote. He said, "We don't have to strive to conquer the world; we just have to strive to conquer ourselves."
That is really good. Trying to conquer,
you know,
the world.
And so, you know, we just have to strive to conquer ourselves. And so, like, we know that, but like how he put it, man, was so neat and elegant to me. But like, you know, if you think about it, you know, we don't have to worry about all the outside distractions and all that other stuff. But if we really just focus in and work hard every day to be the best version of ourselves in every area of our life, you know, whether it be, you know, follower of Christ, husband, father, you know, teacher, coach, friend, you know, whatever it is, if we just strive to do that every day, then everything else will fall in line.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is really good. And let me ask you a question. How long do your, like, if someone wants to, like, say, okay, we want to binge watch 150 episodes of season one, like my wife and I, we'll start binge watching shows, you know, when the kids go to bed. What is your average Success Chronicles run? How long is it? Like, is it like certain times, or do you have like, you have a thing where you only go like 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15? Does it go to 30? What is that?
Yeah. Well, when I first started, I was gung ho and they were 30 to 40, you know, but as I've done more, you know, I really got to where I really understand the value of time. Of the person's time, you know, if they're, first of all, if they're giving me their time, I feel lucky to have it. But then secondly, you know, I don't want to abuse their time. So now, you know, I try to keep them, you know, under 20 minutes, you know, 20 minutes tops, you know, just to, you know, get them on, get you some good stuff and then get off, you know.
That's really smart. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Okay. So if someone, like, how do you find, and I apologize for asking all these questions, how do you find someone for your Success Chronicles? Like, you say, let's say we have a woman's football player, we have a guy's football player, we have an athlete or a director or a restaurant or entrepreneur or somebody. How do they get a hold of you if they want to try to get on the Success Chronicles?
So if they want to get a hold to me, I'm really responsive on social media. So all of my social medias, you can DM me. You can email me at chipbaker@gmail.com, and I'll say that again, chipbakertsc@gmail.com. But really, I mean, it's been cool because I've been in situations where people have referred me to other people to interview them, and
that's awesome.
It makes me feel good because people don't refer you unless you're referable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone to think that, man, what you're doing, what I'm doing is good stuff, and to refer me to other people because, you know, it's their name on the line, you know, so that they don't just put you out there if it's not good. So that's a true blessing. And then the beauty of social media, you know, I'll just tell you this scenario. This happened to me today, actually. A couple weeks ago, I was on social media and, you know, ran across a lady that, you know, was an actress. And, you know, she was kind of, you know, fighting for, like, a cause to help people. So I just reached out to her on social media, and I just interviewed her today. You know, like, she was
That's
on,
awesome.
like, she's on, like, Bring It On. she was like one of the main cheerleaders on that movie, you know.
Nice.
The second one, you know, like her picture's on the cover of the second movie, right?
That
and
is
I just
awesome.
interviewed her earlier today, and so I think the beauty of social media is awesome, you know, when, of course, when it's used right. But it's been cool.
Sweet. All right, let's do this, Coach. Let's go to commercial break. We'll be right back with the first drive question, and then this one we'll dive into your first book. Does that sound like a plan?
Let's get it.
Perfect. Coach Stone Podcast number 32, Chip Baker, Success Chronicles. We'll be right back.
Watch game film, the simple and affordable way to watch, exchange, and manage game film. Watch game film has been around for 10 years and works with all sports and all levels of play. Subscriptions start at $100 per team and include unlimited film. www.watchgamefilm.com.
Back from commercial break, Coach Stone Podcast number 32. Got Chip Baker from the Success Chronicles on. Coach, here we go. First drive question. Let's talk about your first book you wrote. I believe the title was Going Through Your Go-Through. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Growing Through Your Go-Through. So,
yeah.
Through the Success Chronicles, I came across an amazing guy, Dr. Oliver T. Reed, from the Baltimore, Maryland, Virginia area, DMV area. And he's a multiple-time author, philanthropist, just a great man. Preacher, and so we hit it off real well. I interviewed him. We were like, hey, well, let's connect next week and do a topic session. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, like, man, we had to get off and make ourselves get off, and we connected the next week. You know, let's do it again. And so we did that for like a month and a half, and then finally we were like, hey, this is some good stuff. We need to put this in a book. How about a book series, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've put out two books so far, and the book, the series is Solutions to Your Success. So we're giving people tools and tips to help them be successful. And the first book is Growing Through Your Go-Through. And so in that, no one, I don't care who you are, no one is immune from going through tough things. You know, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all have our personal, this or that that we will go through. And so what we have to make sure we do is not just go through it, but understand that there's a purpose for everything. There's no thing wasted. There's nothing wasted. And so we have to make sure that we find the blessings in the lessons and grow from that, so that when we get out on the other side, not only are we better, but we're better so that we can help others.
That's awesome. Someone that teaches special ed, and you teach special ed too, that is a great book that you could do in a school even, because just builds up person's confidence or whatever. I mean, that'd be a great book study for any teacher or any school district just by hearing what it's about. And then, like, how long is it? How big is the book? Can you tell us a little on that? And this is the first one of the series, right?
Yes, sir. It's the first one. And really, as a coach, if I could have done that whole thing in bullets, I would have.
But that's awesome.
Awesome. Bullets and notes. No, but it's a really short book. It's only like 66 pages. And what we do in the first one, the beginning of the book, our interview that we did as far as the topic session, we have it transcribed. And that's what it starts with. And then from there, I have a section, and then Dr. Reed has a section, and we just give practical tips to help people grow through their go-through. But then the beauty of it too is it has journal pages in it, so you can make it your personal thing, that you can reflect back and go back and forth on.
That's awesome. And then please do me a favor, tell everybody how they can get a copy of this book.
Yeah, so you can get it through Amazon. But I would really love for people to pick it up in my online store, because then I can send them an autographed copy of it. And my online store is chip-baker-the-success-chronicles.squaresite.site. Let me repeat that again. I know it's a little long, but
yes,
it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. It's chip-baker-the-success-chronicles.square.site, SITE. So if you can just go there and pick it up, and that's my online store, so all of my products are there. And I know we're just talking about the first book, but all of my books, I'll be featured in the third book coming at the beginning of the year. The pre-art is on there. I've got T-shirts, my
nice.
Character development program that I have. It's all there at one spot.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. If you buy it from you, you get an autographed copy, can't you?
Yes, sir. You buy it from my online store, and you can get the old John Hancock.
See, the cool thing with here's what's great about you, though. If you sign your book goes up in value. If I sign my book, I have to sell it for 20% less. So what I will do for everyone listening, we'll put a link,
oh,
and Chip,
man,
will email me the link for his store. So if you want to get an autographed version, it's pretty good. If you've never seen the cover, it's like a revolving door looking glass, like one of those, like, you know, business ones or hotel rooms.
Yes.
I know the hotels where, like, you're going around in the circles. But
that's
it's
it.
A really cool copy. I like it a lot. I look at the cover and everything. It looks really nice. But let's do this, Chip. We'll go to commercial break. When we come back, we're going to go to halftime right now. Then after halftime, we'll come back and we'll talk about your book number two. Does that sound good?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Chip Baker, Success Chronicles, Coach Stone Podcast number 32. We'll be right back after halftime. What legacy will you leave as a coach? The three-dimensional coaching framework empowers coaches at every level to fulfill their transformational purpose by helping them become fundamentally sound, skilled at coaching the mind, and focused on developing the heart. Are you needing to take courses to meet professional development or recertification requirements? If so, check out the different online 3D coaching course offerings at 3dinstitute.com. You can even take the 3D coaching course for 3 graduate credits. Make sure you use the coupon UNITEALL to save 10% on your entire cart. That's UNITEALL, no spaces, all one word, at 3dinstitute.com.
The Big Four, a physical education book written by Coach Anthony Stone, can be purchased through the following locations: Amazon, iTunes, BarnesandNoble.com, and Kobo.
Go Army Edge Football is a free game-changing app that allows coaches to draw their plays with X's and O's like on a whiteboard and then get the mental reps from the first person's perspective of any position on the field with real-time 3D graphics or virtual reality. Go Army Edge Football comes preloaded with many example plays and drills for concepts such as formation recognition and RPO reads. Any coach in any system can benefit from demonstrating in Go Army Edge Football, and every player can become a better football player with extra reps in the app. Go visit them on their Twitter or Facebook, insert at Go Army Edge.
Brunch, $30.
Hey, that's okay, Wendy. That was a good carry. You're still the man.
Latte, $4.
Ooh, shake it off, Johnny. Rub some dirt on it.
New piano, $3,000.
All right, guys, they're not saying boo. They're saying movers.
Supporting your team.
Priceless. Sorry, Bobby. You still got the best arm in the neighborhood.
There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
This is VCAP, right?
Coach Stone Podcast number 32. We were just in the locker room, X and O, on the board with Coach Chip Baker, Success from the Success Chronicles. Coach, here we go. Kick return question. Let's talk about book number two. And please, you don't have to say the link again, because what we'll do is we'll put a link in the podcast so everyone just clicks your store to get an autographed copy, okay?
Yes, sir. Well,
book number two.
Know,
oh, go ahead.
You know, first, man, those were some great halftime adjustments that we made. good talk. I think we're ready with our game plan, our adjustments. So let's get it.
Oh, I think we're going to go after it right away. Effective conversation to unite a relationship. Is that correct?
Yeah, effective conversation to ignite relationships.
Tell us about it.
So everything we do in life is tied to our relationships. And so one of my former pastors had this quote, and this is the quote that I start with in my part of the book. Our life moves at the speed of our relationships. And that quote is from Pastor Danny Green. And if you think about it, everything, like I said, you know, you have people that's doing amazing things. They have amazing relationships in their life. And vice versa, you know, people that are not doing so well, well, they probably need to get themselves around some great people, right? And so, you know, we just break down, you know, tips to help people be successful, to have successful conversation within those relationships. And I mean, they're not just husband and wife, not just boyfriend and girlfriend, but we hit all business relationships, whatever it is, everything is relationships. And so it's a really good book, you know, and I'll tell this funny on myself. So, you know, there's a process when you do a book, you know, you do your writing, you send it off to the editor, and the editor takes a look at it, and they send it back to you for proofing. And, you know, you do that process a couple of times, but the first proof that we did, you know, it had been a little while since I sent it in, and some of the things, you know, you just do, you just continue to live and do your thing. But when I read it, oh man, it was amazing. it was like, man, it blew me away. And you know, I was a part of writing it. You know,
and so awesome.
It was, it's some really good stuff in there. And I'm not saying it because it's my book, but I mean, I'm just saying it because, I mean, the feedback that we've gotten from it has been outstanding.
That's awesome. So do it like, okay, so the cover of it, explain the cover, why you have the match and everything. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's just igniting. I mean, you know, the thing that helps you ignite your relationships is effective conversation. You know, and if you,
you know,
can,
go ahead.
And you can speak and be a good listener, you know, that's a part of it too. It's a tango, it's a dance. You know, if you can respect others and do those kind of things, it'll truly take you further. You know, give effort, show appreciation. It'll really take you further in your relationships, and you'll grow together.
That's awesome. And here's what I would say to everybody. You can get the book on Amazon, but if you go through the website, Chip Baker's website, you can get an autographed copy. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you have not listened to Success Chronicles, you definitely got to listen to him on his YouTube channel. Coach, before we go to the next question, please tell us again what your YouTube channel is.
My YouTube channel is Chip Baker, The Success Chronicles. So if you go there and you just search it, Chip Baker, The Success Chronicles, it'll pop up.
Awesome. Here we go. Coach Stone, podcast number 32, Chip Baker, Success Chronicles, commercial break. We'll be right back. Do you preach about ball security? Is getting better each day something you strive to do? Do you want to work to eliminate fumbles? The High and Tight Teaching Football is a revolutionary design football that encompasses virtually every method known to eliminate fumbling, thus maximizing your opportunity to be victorious. The High and Tight Teaching and Training Football is state-of-the-art patented football that gives athletes and those around instant audible feedback when you are holding the football correctly, high and tight, thus closing the gap between the wrist and the body and the elbow and the body. Whether you're a player, utilize the wing tee carrying with two hands over the ball, or a pro style against their body, high and tight provides an audible alert when proper hold is executed correctly. Start to create habits that win games with teaching your players how to carry the ball high and tight. Order yours today at highandtight.com. Use promo code Coach Stone to save. Coach Stone podcast number 32. My guest is Chip Baker, Success Chronicles. Coach, here we go. Second drive question. I know you go to book, you've been doing book signings and everything. Where are you promoting your company, your books, and so forth? So go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, really just, you know, hitting it pretty hard on social media. You know, I'm on all the social medias, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, you know, like it's Twitter. I mean, all of the social medias, I'm on it, and I promote on all of them. So, you know, it's no excuse for you not to get this positive inspiration and motivation because it's everywhere. No, but just promoting it on all social medias and, you know, by word of mouth, you know, it's great when people think enough of your work to share, you know, like you are giving me an opportunity to be on your platform, and I'm so appreciative of that. But there's been other people that, you know, that highlight authors. I've done some interviews on that. And so those are the means that I've been doing. Done some book tours, book signings, I'm sorry. And I just finished a four-city Texas book tour. And that was amazing.
Where were the four cities at in Texas?
Yeah, so we started in Dallas. Then we went to Austin, then San Antonio, and we finished in Houston, the Woodlands. And so that's, you know, four cities, 4 days. We got an influencer in each city to speak as well. And so we did that and had another guy travel with us, Christopher Holmes. He's a Soul Productions media company, a great young guy that's doing some big-time things. And, you know, he's a multiple-time author. And, of course, Dr. Reed flew in from the Virginia area. And so, you know, I showed him some Southern hospitality. First place I took him was the Whataburger. You know, and so we just had a good time going around teaching the lessons and the principles from our book. And like I said, you know, the feedback from it has been truly outstanding. You know, everybody has left refreshed. Everybody has left from each one wanting more, you know, and we look forward to traveling. We're going to do more. We're planning a East Coast tour soon. Going to do Atlanta, going to do a West Coast tour as well. So in 2020, the goal is to do like 5 or 6 places, areas. So looking forward to that.
Awesome. And then you have a thing with your Success Chronicles. What's that thing you're doing? Like, it's not like a certification, or is it like a certification or something? With your thing?
Uh-oh.
What's that?
So you're talking about my character development program?
Yes, yes. Let's talk about that really quick.
Yes, sir. So, you know, I've kind of talked about, you know, my experience as far as being a fourth generation educator. You know, I played 4 sports for 4 years in high school, played college football. Been a coach for 20 plus years, head coach, athletic director. So, you know, I've seen it from all different areas, you know, from the kid, the athlete perspective, from the student, the college perspective, the coach perspective, the mentee perspective, the mentor perspective, you know. So I've seen it from all different perspectives. And so I just put all of that together into a package of what, you know, kids need to hear, what the people that's working with kids need to hear. And so what it is, it's 15 videos, 10 for kids, 5 for coaches and staffs. And really what it allows you to do is, you know, watch at your leisure, you know, because I know, you know, time is valuable. Certain people have certain things, certain ways they do in their program. And so it allows you the autonomy to, hey, you watch it with your kids when you make time, you know, and it allows you to build and establish quality relationships. And it all goes back to that, you know, because now you know, it's not, you know, it's not just you're number 22, like, you know, you're Chris Smith that has, you know, 2 or 3 brothers and sisters that has grown up with a single parent mother that, you know, this is your ticket, you know. So it allows you to develop those relationships and learn all of those things and really, like you know, Coach, at the end of the day, those people that it means something to, that they show effort, that they care about who you are, you get that in return with the effort. People go above and beyond because they know you care. And so that's what it allows you to do. And it's a win-win because you know, it helps you develop the character. And so now we're not just – we're playing football and we want to win football games, but more than that, I want to teach you how to win in life. If I teach you how to win in life, everything else, you're going to win everywhere else in your life for the rest of your life, you know?
Now, if someone wants to get all, if they want to get that stuff, how do they get that stuff?
Yeah, and same place on my online store. It is on there as well. You know, the character development program, in the link that I shared with you earlier. It's all in one place.
Awesome. And then you said, there was 5 videos for kids, right? And then 10 for coaches?
Ten for kids, 5 for kids. Coaches.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
then
15.
And then 15 videos. And
yes,
now,
sir.
is that like, once you're done with that, how does that work? Do you do like a certification or something like that, or how does that all work? Is it just like
no,
watching videos when they can?
Yeah, not necessarily a certification or anything. It's just
it's
just another tool for your toolbox to help you reach kids.
That's awesome.
I mean, just another bag of tricks in there that'll help you, like I said, build and establish those relationships. And these are things that great people have done for me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, I talked about some of the things that I think, you know, coaches need to hear, you know, like what's your coaching style? You know, what are, you know, just some different tips on some different things.
Yeah. I think it's awesome. I mean, the biggest thing too is, you know, what you have is, you know, I love how you have your shirts on your website and,
yes, sir.
You know, your store, and you have the character development program. And things like that. And then you have, you know, the Volume 2 Success coming out soon, the pre-sale suited for Success
mm-hmm.
Volume 2. You know, I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
What I'll do, though, is make sure that everyone, like when we do this podcast, I'll make sure that the link that you said, say it one more time, but I'll definitely make sure the link's in there. So go ahead. What's the website again for your store?
Yes. So my online store is, and it's a little long, I apologize for that, but it's chip-baker-the-success-chronicles.square.site.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Coach, we'll do this now. Let's go to another commercial break. We come back, we'll do the 2-minute warning with you, okay? Does that sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Coach Stone podcast number 32, Chip Baker, Success Chronicles. We'll be right back with this commercial break.
Safe contact, sound fundamentals. Tackleball football is a safer approach that preserves the tradition and fundamentals of the football game. What is tackleball football? Tackleball football is a safer approach to the game that preserves the tradition and spirit of the sport. Players wear traditional football equipment plus a tackleball harness that holds 2 foam bars across the lower back. The defender must attract and engage with a proper form tackling technique while wrapping the ball carrier and ripping a bar from the harness. With this approach, players stay on their feet rather than taking the ball carrier to the ground. Tackle bar.
Coach Stone podcast number 32, Chip Baker, Success Chronicles. Coach, here we go. 2-minute warning. Your words of wisdom. The floor is yours, sir. Go.
All right, so I'm just going to go with my tagline for my YouTube channel. This is important to me, and every word on here is important because it has meaning behind it of some personal situation in my life. So my tagline is live, learn, serve, inspire, go get it. And so I think when we live, it's important to live a life where you are not afraid to live, take chances. You know, do things that are out of your comfort zone. Push yourself to be the best version of yourself. I think when you live a life like that, you learn so much about the world, You learn so much about the people and situations and experiences around you, but most important, you learn about yourself, right? And then from there, once you have lived and learned, it's important to serve. It's important to take those experiences that you have gained and use those to serve others and help others get through and move efficiently. You know, since you've already experienced it, you know, help them move more efficiently so they can be better. And then inspire. Little do we know that, you know, when we are going through the things we go through and growing through our go through, you know, it's inspiring. Others are watching you. And so it's important to just continue to push, continue to keep doing your thing. And then the last thing is go get it. You know, no success is going to come to you. You got to go make it happen. You have to go get it and make it happen. And so that's my tagline: live, learn, serve, inspire, go get it.
That's awesome. I love that. Coach, do me a favor. Give them everything social media-wise. Also, on your shop, I saw you have the initial interviews of
yes.
the videos and the audio tapes of your book. So that's phenomenal. So,
yes,
like I said, we'll have the link. I'll make sure the link of the store is in there. But let's give them all your social media again before we wrap this thing up.
Yes, sir. So all my social media is pretty much Chip Baker TSC, and that's Facebook, that's Instagram. Twitter is Chip Baker 19. LinkedIn is Chip Baker, the Success Chronicles. And like you said, lots of products and things on my store. Also, I wanted to mention that I am a John Gordon Power of Positive Leadership certified trainer. And, you know, at the new year, you know, I will be doing that, you know, certifying people in the power of positive leadership through trainings. And so I'm excited, just looking forward to that.
That's awesome, Coach. That is phenomenal. Well, hey, I want to thank you so much for this. It was great to meet you in person, too. We're going to have to get together.
Yes,
and then when your next book comes out, we'll have to do another podcast. I promise you that. How many of the books of the series are coming out? I think you said four, correct?
Yes, sir. We'll be four. So we have put out two of four so far. And so this year is really good. Like I said, we've just put out the second one not very long ago, a couple months ago. And so, man, really looking forward to the growth. And we're doing some traveling on the book tours and doing seminars to teach the principles to, you know, to have effective conversations, to ignite relationships. And really, you know, everybody needs that. You know, all types of, like I said, husband, wife, business, corporate. I mean, like, everything is relationships. And so the more we're doing it, the more we're seeing it's needed.
That's awesome.
Yes,
so
sir.
When we get that third book's out almost like right now. Once that fourth book comes out, I'm getting you back on the show, if that's okay with you.
Oh, hey, you can't see me, but I have a pen in my hand. Sign me up, folks.
That's awesome. Hey, I'm putting the helmet on you, and I'm putting you in. That's all I'm doing.
Hey,
so here
hey
we
what
go.
You don't what you don't know is I already got the mouthpiece in. I'm on my way on the field. You're going to have to hold me back and let me know when you want me in. Let's go.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank Chip Baker. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Chip Baker, Success Chronicles, for being on the show today. It was Coach
yes,
Stone Podcast number 32. Greatly appreciate it, man. I want to thank JC Hawks Radio, JC Hawks Sports Network. I want to thank BJ for letting me do this. If you ever miss an episode of any of my podcasts, you can listen to them on iTunes and Stitcher. Look under JC Hawks Radio. Also, remember to go to my website for more information about podcasts, blogs, books, football tips, free PE games, CoachStoneFootball.com. Remember, if you haven't seen my Back to the Basics books, I highly recommend them. They're on Amazon.com, hardcover and Kindle. There are 5 tackle books and 1 flag book, over 1,600 pages of football drills and content. And, hey, Coach, again, Chip, thank you so much. I learned a lot today, and, you know, I've taken away things that I'll be using definitely next year in coaching. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Coach. Thanks so much for having me. You know, again, like I said when we started, I think what you do is amazing. And the fact
thank
that
you.
get an opportunity to hang out with you and do an interview on your platform. I truly appreciate it. And one other thing I want to add, too, go get it.
I definitely will. And I will leave everyone with this. Always remember instilling confidence by laying a foundation. Thank you and have a great day, everyone. Coach Stone Podcast number 32.
Coach Stone Podcast.